The Brian Ferry Orchestra are our guests today. The group plays instrumental arrangements of both Brian Ferry and Roxy Music songs. Although he's not on the record, The Jazz Age, Ferry is here to sing a couple of songs with them, just for us. Roxy Music began in 1970 and are best known for the gorgeous album Avalon and for their song Love is the Drug, which gets the orchestra's treatment today. Ferry started a concurrent solo career in 1973, and some of the orchestra have toured with him in the past. I started out asking Brian Ferry, which came first, the idea to salute the 1920s, the jazz age, or simply to make an instrumental album?
It all started with the idea of doing an instrumental album. I'd always been associated, you know, with singing the songs, and I wanted to hear the songs, you know, done in a different way. And it could have been like an orchestral album with lots of strings or whatever. But I thought doing it in the style of the 20s would be good. We knew a lot of musicians who can play in that idiom. And I'd been listening recently to quite a lot of old jazz. I've been going back to my roots as a music fan.
Now, the 1920s, labeled by Fitzgerald as the Jazz Age, were an amazing period in history, the freedom following the First World War. Do you have any feel for how different the Jazz Age was in England than in the U.S.? Was it a similar reaction?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, they had the bright young things in London, and we had Evelyn Waugh, who was our kind of chronicler of the period, or one of them anyway, whereas in New York had Fitzgerald. But I always think of New York and Paris and Berlin maybe being the three kind of happening cities in the 20s, you know?
Mm.
And there a lot of great things happened, and especially New York, you know, where the music really came into prominence.
Colin Good, you worked with Brian for a long time, but I know you worked on As Time Goes By, the album that kind of uses the 30s as a jumping off point with a lot of standards on that. What kind of direction did you get, and how did you approach these? Because these arrangements are like perfect.
Well, it was a different sort of task, really, to As Time Goes By, where we were taking standards and then playing them ourselves, which, of course, is something you're very used to as a jazz musician. You know those tunes, or if you don't know that particular one, you know ones that have that form. But taking on this task was rather different because more modern songs work in different ways. They have different structures, they have different kinds of chord sequences, and of course the feels are all very different. So really it was when we started, my idea was really to get the people that I play with, or have played with for years, and that Brian has also worked with, into a room and see what happens. There were a few that I could hear straight away. I mean, our version of Love is the Drug is a sort of Ellingtonian piece along the lines of East St. Louis Toodaloo immediately came to mind. But a lot of them, we just needed to sit down as a group of people and see whether we could make them work, how much of the song we use, whether it's just fragments of the melody or change the chord sequence or whatever it might be, and to find the right kind of feel for each song. And the more that we worked like that, the easier it became in a way, because once you've done it a couple of times, you think, actually, that does work. You feel more confident about going on and working on ones that don't immediately present themselves as translating that well.
And Brian, how were you following along? Were you would Colin play things for you when they were done, or what was your input?
Well, it varied. You know, I would try and put my oar in whenever possible, of course. I'd make suggestions for songs with Colin. We generally get together first and try and plan which songs we'd have a go at, and then he'd go away and come up with sometimes these great arrangements. Luckily, we've got some great soloists, and the whole band is.
The Brian Ferry Orchestra album, The Jazz Age, is an instrumental album. We're very lucky because I believe we're going to coax Brian behind the microphone for a couple of songs. But could you guys do a version of Slave to Love so people can get an idea perhaps how these songs translate?
Right.
Yep, sure. Yeah.
Slave to Love, that is the Brian Ferry Orchestra, and perhaps you picked that out from that version as the Jazz Age takes these songs back to the jazz of the 1920s, and I just think it's amazing how you pick out these little pieces of the melodies and how these work out. It's really a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, one of the things you might notice from that is actually... The verse melody we didn't really use at all, so it's only when you get to the chorus that we're actually using the melody as it was originally written, and that's a very good example of ways in which we had to try. You know, we tried desperately to play the verse melody, and then thought, no, let's make it freer. So that's one of the ways in which you can do this.
Now, if people are listening closely, they will note that these recordings are in mono, as is the album. And what was the recording process like? Were you able to? How authentic were you to the era?
Well, we had all the guys playing in the same room. We had used room mics. We also had individual miking as well with vintage microphones. If somebody made a mistake, you'd have to do it again. But luckily, they're not allowed to make mistakes. So we had a great high success rate. It was very, very good. Yeah. And we wanted to keep the idea of it being like an old record. We wanted it to sound vintage, of the period. So we kind of EQ'd it and so on and made it sound distressed or of a certain age,
I thought that was just me hearing those crackles.
Oh, no, that really is. Yeah, it is, yes. There's no other way of recording, really, is there, recording this music, you just have to get into a room and play together and feed off each other. So that's very important.
Well, let's hear another performance with the orchestra. What is next?
This is a kind of our 20s version of the song "Don't Stop the Dance."
Brian Ferry Orchestra, that is one you'll find on the Jazz Age, a new album of instrumental versions. Well, you mentioned Love is the Drug, and I was wondering if you could do that one.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's a song that that we always seem to go back to. Yeah. When we were choosing songs for the Jazz Age, obviously we wanted some kind of well-known songs or hit, as well as the, you know, the more kind of quiet stuff, the lesser well-known songs. And this one worked pretty well. It's Love is a Drug.
The rest. Oh, get that bus. is the drug I'm thinking of.
Love is the Drug, a wonderful vocal version of that, as done in the style of the Jazz Age, the new album from the Brian Ferry Orchestra. And Brian, thanks so much for doing that. You think of that lyrically, and it could probably work in the 20s as well, right?
I think it's a universal theme. Yeah. It's been great doing some things for you. It's a pleasure.
Colin Good, the leader of the Brian Ferry Orchestra, who helped make all the arrangements, and Brian Ferry himself. Thank you all so much for doing this.
It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Brian Ferry Orchestra, our guests today here on the World Cafe.